Hey, dude, did we have any? Sorry, I didn't know. Sorry, I didn't realize you were on the phone. Who are you talking to? Yeah, I remember. Were you two talking about, like, work, or was it just more of a casual thing? Well, I'm glad she's feeling better. Maybe you two can hit it off on your next shift together. What? Don't give me that look. All I'm saying is that's what she seems like she's doing. Looks pretty obvious if you ask me. I even saw it both times I came to pick you up from work last. Oh. Right. Sorry. I thought you were wondering something else. Yeah, I came in here to ask if we had any barbecue sauce left. There was something I was thinking about making, but I didn't see any in the cabinets, so I thought maybe you knew where it was. Right, okay. I can just go and grab some at the store tomorrow or something. I don't need to do all of that cooking today, anyways. Sorry about barging in. Huh? What? Of who? Your coworker? Why would I be jealous of her? All she does is bat her eyelashes around and laugh too loud at everything you say. That doesn't mean I'm jealous of her. I just find it kind of cringy. Like, you can tell that she's trying to get closer to you by being too animated to make you think you're, like, the funniest and most interesting person in the world. Ha ha. No, you're not. If you were, then I'd tell you to go sign up for some, like, open mic night. Go do stand up. But she just wants to see you get super flattered so she can, like, stick closer and use her big, dumb eyes to, like, draw you in. But no, I'm not jealous. I just think she's doing too much and it's weird. Frankly, I don't even know how you can't see it. Probably because you're too dense. How am I the one being weird? And why would I even want to be acting weird around you, of all people? Well, yeah, no duh, because you're her younger sibling. Wouldn't you find that a little off that I might have had any say about the people you chose to be with? It's one thing to have feelings for your best friend and their relationships, but you're something else. I don't even know what I'd classify you as. So, no, I don't have and wouldn't want to have any feelings regarding you or your life. It's too complicated. Plus, her and I have been best friends for what? 8 years, and I've known you for 5. Don't you think that if I even was the jealous type, then I would have shown that a while ago? You really think you know everything, don't you? You stick around in the same apartment as me, and all of a sudden, I'm just like super readable? I wish that's how it worked, but I couldn't even read your sister until after the first 3 years of our friendship. Well, no, we didn't live together, but that shouldn't make things go 3 times as fast. I mean, you may know my habits and what I like to eat and do or whatever, but you wouldn't know what I'm thinking. We haven't gotten to that level yet. No, actually, it wouldn't affect me if you talked about her again. Yeah, because it wouldn't have any impact on my life whatsoever. I just think that You're making a mistake by even bothering to think about her. It's obvious that she's flirting with you, and it's also obvious that it's not a good idea to look into it. Well, of course you'd think she's cute. You've always been super gullible and would fall for an act like that before you could even tell what game they were playing to begin with. Like, no offense, dude, but you can't always tell when a girl likes you or when she just wants to use you for something else. Yes, really. I feel like the last girl you got with had to basically say it right to your face for you to get it. And you'd been together for what? Half a year? Because that girl always looked like she wanted to chew you up and spit you right back out. And not in the good way. It's not my fault that you always pick bad women that require me to have to warn you about them. And no, I don't get jealous just because someone randomly decides to flirt with you. How is this girl any different? I mean, sure, she looks different than the last one. But she's doing the same corny little moves that you'd see in some, like, stupid, badly written, cheap movie. And if it's... like, if that's the kind of fake acting that you want, then maybe you shouldn't be looking for a relationship at all, honestly. Well, that's your funeral, not mine. If you want to sit there and pick up some girl who's bad for you and give her a chance, then by all means, have fun in this relationship. But don't get me involved like last time. Because you couldn't get out of the last one. What do you mean? You basically clung to her text messages for dear life after she just ghosted you for the entire day, sitting there like an idiot waiting for the next one. You don't need girls that are going to treat you like a piece of meat for them to go to whenever it's convenient to them. At least have some self-respect for yourself. No, by all means. Tell me what's so different about this girl that the other one didn't have. Does she make you laugh and giggle like you're in high school all over again? Is that it? Or does she touch you in a different way than what you're used to? No, let me guess. You must be saving that part for later when you two get a little closer together. Do you really value yourself that low that you would see the tiniest bit of affection as green flags and hop into the first relationship that walks in front of you? You do know that people have to give you more than just a couple of compliments for them to show they're a good fit for you, right? Or did that not cross your mind? I'm not... Why are you looking at me like that? What do you mean, like what? You know what you're doing. You're provoking me over and over again just to get a rise, aren't you? Oh my god, stop it. Don't play this dumb game again like you don't know what's going on. You constantly play this card with me, and I'm not going to take it today. You can stop trying to push this, because I'm not jealous of your coworker. I'm not jealous of your ex. And I don't care about anyone around you that's trying to act like a princess to get your attention. I'm sorry that I value your well-being more than you do. And for some reason, your taste in relationships, too. You know what? I dare you to say her name one more time. If you want to keep bringing her up, then go ahead and see what happens. Because I'm starting to get tired of this little bratty act of yours all the time. And I don't see why you have to sit here and bring her into this. I can understand if you want to act like you don't know where something is or you didn't see something or whatever else you feel like messing with that day. But today, you didn't pick a good one. So go ahead. Say her name again. Oh, you really didn't resist that one, did you? Almost like you wanted me to pin you down like this. Did you keep pushing me to get me so riled up that I would have you whimpering and moaning beneath me? Because you wanted me to show you just how much you fold after being a brat for so fucking long. You needed to tell me over and over again about how jealous I am of these girls that are always flashing their pretty little eyes to hit on you. To prove that you were right. Well, congratulations, because you were. I am jealous. But that doesn't mean you get to wave it around in my face unless you're absolutely ready to face the consequences for it. Because I don't feel like letting you off easy this time around.